Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there.
Get over there.
Everybody up there.
Get into it.
Hooray.
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation. Always dressed up and ready to go, even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Grill Nation with Jason Grill. Thanks for joining me today, 980 AM KMBZ, also on grillnationshow.com. Appreciate you listening as well on iTunes and TuneIn Radio. We're going to have a fun show today. You're going to have a lot of energy today. I'm really excited about our guest, which I will get to in 1 second. Want to first off thank our partners and supporters of the Grill Nation Show with Jason Grill. Our title sponsors of the show are Trust, MoBank, BOK Financial, and Two West Advisors. Our contributors to the show are Jay Rieger & Co. and the Rieger KC. Ryan maybe is a guest host every other month on the show. KC Power and Light District and Reactor Design Studios. Clifton Alexander is a guest host and contributor as well on air. On our show today, we're going to start off with Eric Willey, who is the main man. I like to call him the main man, the concierge, the guy that gets everything done at One Light. He's also just a really smart wine sommelier kind of guy. Am I saying that right?
It's just fine, yeah. Sommelier for
sommelier. And he also knows a ton about the food and beverage industry and has worked in some of the nicer restaurants and, you know, places in Kansas City, such as the National Golf Club, Blue Stem Restaurant, Cleaver and Cork. He pretty much knows about everything going on in the city, and just a great guy to talk to, and does some really cool stuff at One Light and with the Cordish Company. So really excited to have him on the show after a few minutes from now. And we're also going to have on Meg Knappenberger, who is a girl I met about 3 or 4 years ago when she moved here from Chicago. She was in the branding and design world. We talked about working together with some media relations stuff, just an entrepreneurial type person. And since then has a 2.5-year-old, married, and is a artist now in Kansas City, doing some really cool stuff, growing her painting industry, training business, and really excited to talk to her about that the transgression and progression of how she decided, you know what, I can make a living being an artist here in Kansas City, and talk about how she's been doing that. So she will be on our show after Eric. Her website is Meg, M-E-G-H, makesart.com. So really excited to have her on. Haven't seen her in a few years. So look forward to talking to Meg after a few segments with Eric here. Again, you can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. The website Grill Nation Show has photos of all of our guests and also all of our old shows. You can scroll through there. I list out descriptions of each show. Also, you can connect with us again on all social media, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram at Jason Grill. Our first guest today is Eric Willey, as I said, from One Light, a man about town. Guy can tell you about pretty much everything going on here in Kansas City. He's a great resource and a great person who does a great job working with One Light and obviously with the people that operate Power and Light District and Cordish folks. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing well.
You're a busy man. You've been all around town. If you want a good Instagram or a good Snapchat follow, just follow Eric, because some days you're sitting around and you're kind of like, what's going on today? And then you get on Eric's Snapchat and he's either at a golf course somewhere, he's at a food tasting, he's at the NASCAR event, he's at a Royals game, he's at a charity event. There's always stuff you're doing, man.
I feel like it's kind of my obligation, right, to people to show them, you know, what's going on in Kansas City and what's fun. And and things like that. You know, it's a lot of fun. You know, it's seems like there's something going on every single day, and just pull up the calendar and see what we can fit in for that day.
Eric is the consummate people person and really is just a personable guy. So Eric, day to day, talk to us about what your day to day looks like.
Yeah, so my day to day really with One Light, my main focus with One Light especially is to build the community.
Mm-hmm.
With building the community is for us, you know, we like to create events. So I'm constantly looking for different events to do for the residents.
Let me say that I get an email because I live at One Light Luxury Apartments in downtown Kansas City, and I get an email once a week, and it's just stacked.
Yeah, the one you'll get today is pretty awesome. So I'm really excited because now we're into spring and summer, and you can roll outdoors and do a lot more things outside. Where the winter, you know, it's a lot of indoors and it's a little bit challenging. People are getting antsy, so. It's getting nice. The pool's getting ready to open, and now we get to do a lot of events that are outside and a lot of fun.
But during the wintertime, you also did, you were very creative.
Yeah.
So you came up with events. I mean, didn't you have like an Irish cooking deal or something?
Yeah. One of my friends, Sean Brady, is the chef over at the Reserve, and he's an Irish native. So we had him come over. We had been talking about doing a cooking demo for a long time, and it was near St. Patrick's Day, and so I was like, I don't want to be cliche, but you come over and do an Irish cooking demo.
Mm-hmm.
So he came over and he did his spin. You know, it was mussels and a Guinness sauce, and then Irish scones and Irish coffee, which was amazing. And then we had Restless Spirits there, Irish style whiskey.
So you were putting together these events, and there's a lot of Kansas City collaboration.
Yeah,
and you've recently just had a potting class. I mean, gardening class on the deck. I saw.
Yeah, you know, one of the I try to reach around a broad spectrum, right? So one of the goals really is to focus on businesses that are downtown and making people aware. So the Reserve that Sean Brady's at, a great little hidden gem that people normally wouldn't know about. So it was a cooking demo, but it's really to promote their business. With a potted plant class, you know, I think that people look for, you know, when they're coming to downtown, experience this urban living, but they still have that need to have that, you know, to fill
green space.
Yeah, to fulfill that that suburban.
And we'll probably get into that with Meg here and after you, because she's a an outdoors person.
Yeah,
and you got to get out and you got to see things. And when you're downtown, sometimes you can't do that. You have the park,
right?
Which, I tell you, man, there are so many dogs up there now.
There's
a golfing event up there last weekend. It was it was crazy.
Yeah, it's, you know, having that rooftop, that park downtown really is an add benefit to One Light residents especially, but to downtown in itself. And one of my favorite parts is that little train car there and the Prairie Logic art installation.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty cool. So when you start to, how do you put these things together? I mean, take us through that, because you're putting out so many events. And I don't think anyone else does this. It's pretty unique.
It is unique, and you know,
these aren't lame events. These aren't like, hey guys, we're gonna go, whatever. I mean, I had some lame events in some places I used to live, but these are like first class. You know.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, with my hospitality and restaurant background, really, it lends itself to be able to do a lot of these events. And these events, you know, they're not third party. You know, like we create them, we manage them.
Mm-hmm.
So with the events, really, you know, like it really is just connecting with a lot of people. You know, if I connect with the guys from Bar K, might not do an event then, but let's keep it in May or June. And so really, it's just like, you know, trying to cross different spectrums. So wine tastings, beers, potted plant classes, things for pets.
Yeah, and it's not just Eric doesn't plan, you know, drinking outings. You're planning stuff that is,
you know,
whether it's a sporting event, whether it's like you talked about, like the potting plus, so it's a pet event, whether it's a fashion event, whether it's, you know, bringing in a local entrepreneur to come in and talk to people, whether it's cooking classes, it's everything.
Yeah. We try to cover all the bases. And so that's why, you know, it just seems like every month, you know, we go from 2 to 8 events, you know, almost instantaneously. So, and now that we're over a year old, you know, not that I try to, you know, wash and do the same things, you know, but I can look back at events and things that worked, and we can build upon those events, and we can create new events, and or if it's not changing anything at all.
I love that. Eric Willey is our guest on the show. We're going to be with Meg Knappenberger as well later on in the show. Eric's with One Light Luxury Apartments. We'll be right back after the break. I want to talk to Eric more about things going on here in Kansas City. Welcome back to Grill Nation with Jason Grill. Good to have you guys back for our second segment today. You're listening to 980 AM, and also if you're joining us via web, it's grillnationshow.com or via iTunes or Stitcher via podcast there. Appreciate you listening as well if you're in your car or on a run or doing whatever you do. Appreciate you always listening every week. Talking to Eric Willie, who's with One Light Luxury Apartments. He basically is the guy that makes everything run at that place, if you ask me. No. he's the one that plans every single event that we have going on. And just, you know, a foodie, he's a sommelier. Said that right, I think. He's a good guy in Kansas City to know. So, Eric, you find these little, like, hidden gems throughout town that nobody's heard of. Kansas City has a lot more of those right now, I feel like.
You know, the food and beverage scene and the bar scene in Kansas City is really, really growing and maturing. And, you know, it's come in the last 5 years, you know, like, I think Kansas City in itself is like a maker community, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially it's really been embraced in the restaurant scene.
Mm-hmm. And it's more entrepreneurial than I've ever seen it. And I think more of the restaurateurs are getting more publicity too.
Right. As they should.
Yeah. How do they all compete? You know, in this industry.
Yeah. I mean, there's really a niche for everything. And, you know, I think that, you know, Crossroads, there's really a lot of competition coming in there, I feel like, as far as restaurants. But downtown and Crossroads, that community is building as well. You know, there's along the streetcar, there's so much development going on, whether it's downtown or Crossroads, River Market. And so I think that now you're starting to see the influx of residents, and they can support those restaurants.
And so One Light is pretty much full. It always has been.
Yeah.
People move out, people come in. I mean, it's
right.
It's like a house in Brookside. It's sold in a day.
It is. Yeah.
Which is cool because there's all these new people moving in and out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dogs.
There are a lot of dogs.
There was an article in the Star recently about how many new dogs there are downtown. I thought it was fascinating because there's so many residential multifamily units going up. Obviously, One Light was built in 2015, opened in 2015. Two Light will be opening up as well.
Yeah. Here in June of next year.
It's been about a year from now, it'll be done.
Yeah. My apartment looks straight to the
building.
Oh, so you're
moving there?
No, I don't know. My apartment looks towards, towards two Light, and it seems like every time I open the shades, there's like another floor going up. So I think they're on 18 of 24. So Jay Dunn's doing a great job and keeping it on schedule, and we should be able to move people in June 1st of next year.
And I wonder, so there'll be how many stories on that thing?
So it's 24 altogether.
Mm-hmm. So there's 6 in One Light? 25?
25, yeah.
It's 25. So about the same height. It's funny because I'm looking at it now and I'm thinking like it's going to be more horizontal than tall, because One Light's pretty skinny.
Right.
If you look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, the new building, Two Light, is more wide.
It seems a lot more massive. There's actually less units though. Because the units are bigger in space.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
different finishes, different spaces.
Yeah. And actually, if you go in and lease an apartment now, you can pick some of your finishes. There's some different things that you can choose from.
Wow.
Which are kind of cool.
That is cool because some people don't like white marble. Some people don't like light hardwood floors. They want dark hardwood floors. So there are things you can do. That's pretty cool. Yeah, that building is going up fast, I'll tell you what. At first, I was kind of annoyed by it. I'm like, God, all this traffic. Now it's kind of like, it's all fine. You can smooth through there pretty quickly. We're talking to Eric Willie. And Eric, so what are some of the things that you have planned? What are some of the types of things you're planning for residents right now
for the
next few months?
Yeah, so the next few months, obviously the pool is getting ready to open. So
I've noticed that. I looked out the window. There's people out there all the time already.
I know, already. So we'll start Memorial Weekend. We'll start staffing it with food and beverage service on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. We're going to do that weekend. We're going to do a big Memorial Weekend party on that Saturday. And then something that I wanted to do was I'm calling it Last Fridays. But we're going to do a Last Friday reverse happy hour basically at the pool. The Last Fridays on June, July, and August, which I'm really excited about. Last year we did a reverse happy hour, and it was like a Latin night. I had a Latin band, and it was just really, really cool. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of fun. So doing stuff more poolside, obviously some more stuff outside. We'll get the kayaking on the Missouri River scheduled here soon.
Did that happen last year, or did that get canceled?
No, it happened. Yeah. We only had one person fall in the water.
I might do that this year, actually.
It's a blast.
Is that in the summer?
It is in summer. They're open now. You know, if you fall in the water, it's probably a little bit cold, but it's really good. It's it can be a good thing, activity to do by yourself or with a couple. I would suggest they have a 5, 10, and 15 miler. I would suggest maybe with a significant other, maybe start with 5 or 10.
I think 5 would be right for that. Yeah. So you got activities, physical activities too.
Yeah. Yep. We got some physical activities. Obviously we'll keep in line with our wine tastings.
You did a Royals event.
Yeah. The Royals event is this Thursday.
Is this week. Yeah. Yep.
And then we'll get a group out to Sporting Kansas City and see what else we might go watch.
You did Arrowhead. It was 0 degrees out. I remember that.
It was the coldest game of the year.
You gave me a piece of carpet to stand on, thank God. So you got all kinds of things going on. You know, you try to be more innovative and creative every year, I feel like.
Yeah. That's the goal is always to improve and learn from things that we've done in the past. And I think we're really hitting a stride and, you know, we're listening to people and what they want to do and creating these different events. And mm-hmm. although the events are different, you know, the main purpose is to build a community, right? It's a place that to come and to meet residents and to build that community.
Let's speak about that, because I think there's a misnomer about One Light, at least when I tell people I live there.
Yeah.
They think that it's all young people.
No, it's not
it's
really.
It's single people.
Yeah.
And I can tell you this. It is. I've seen families. I've seen professional athletes. I've seen retirees. I've seen young couples. I've seen single people. I mean, it is everything. It's really not that young.
It's not. No, yeah. It's a good mature crowd, which I love. And I think even within the building, you can make what you want of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to be around the pool scene, then you can be around the pool scene. And if you're just coming to events, you know, it's really what you want to make of it. If you want to be in your apartment, the apartments are beautiful. And it is a misnomer. It's a big party place and et cetera.
It used to be when One Light wasn't open, the pool was more of a party place. It's a little more tame now.
Yeah. So we've tried to, we don't have DJs, you know, I try to diversify the bands, have reggae bands and Latin bands and, just a little bit more culture. And
that's so cool.
Yeah.
One thing also you did, we're talking to Eric Willie with One Light Luxury Apartments, is you do something for mentioned getting out there and kayaking and seeing the nature and whatnot. Mentioned off air, we've been talking about a partnership you built with the National and the Deuce for residents.
Yeah, so again, you know, I think when residents are moving downtown and creating this urban lifestyle, I think it's still important for them to have these suburban qualities that are available. So we teamed up with the National or the Deuce Golf Club and created a special membership for One Night residents. And, it was something that I wanted to put out there, but it's really taken off. We have 17 residents signed up now, and it's really like it's built a really tight-knit community kind of within itself. And there's guys, you know, going out all the time golfing. There's like 2 or 3 groups. And,
men's league that we're in.
Yeah, men's league is amazing, and for us, you know, it builds retention for One Night because you get the special membership, you start to create these bonds with other residents, and you re-sign leases.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a member of the I've used it. I try to go up there at night.
Yeah.
It's a lot quieter up there. But the men's league is fun. There's over 100 guys that play in that league.
It's amazing.
Every Thursday night, people still think I'm a politician. So I walk into the clubhouse.
You can't sign out of that.
They're like, how's the legislature? I'm like, I was done with that 6 years ago. But I don't say that, but I'm like, yeah, it's great. Because people are so nice. I mean, I grew up there. So
yeah,
just a great community. We're going to have on the president of the National at some point here.
Yeah, we'll get Steve in here.
Yeah, we'll get him in here. He brought that up to me at the National the other day. But it's just a great facility. It is kind of therapeutic going up there and playing golf. And even if, you know, there's 2 different types, you play with 4 or 5 guys that are a little more robust, having a few more cocktails or beers,
right.
And then you can play with, you can go up there by yourself. You can go up there with a friend. I mean, it is what you make of it, but it's just a beautiful course up there.
Yeah. And it's 15 minutes from downtown, which mm-hmm. makes it convenient. It is a private course, but I think private or public, it's one of the closer ones to downtown, which makes it convenient.
Definitely is. And also too, there's some reciprocity worked in there with Woodside.
Which is amazing.
Which I haven't used yet, which is crazy to me.
I've been working out there. It's amazing.
Oh, you have been at Woodside.
Yeah. And Carriage Club, been there for dinner, which is amazing.
And so that's part of the deal as well.
Yep.
You can have dinner there.
Yeah.
Very cool. Eric Willie is my guest. He's with One Light Luxury Apartments. Eric, what else is going on? I mean, you've been a man about town. Anything you've been to recently that you think has been really cool that you...
One of my favorite places now is Corvino Supper Club and Tasting Room.
You liked it?
It's amazing.
He was on the show about a month ago.
Yeah,
Carvina. Yeah, had him on with Ryan Mabey.
Yeah, they have live music every night, and I haven't done the full dinner experience. But I'll go to the bar and have a drink and snacks, and the food is perfect every time. The ambiance with the live music, it's one of my favorite places.
So the food is good.
Yeah, the food is great, and I mean, I think we kind of expected that. And you know, what I look for in a lot of restaurants is more than just a dining experience, more than just food. And with Corvino Surf Club, you know, it kind of touches on those notes with the live music and the style of service, things like that.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, my favorite low key spot right now is Brewery Imperial. Have you been there?
I've not. That's in the Crossroads, Crossroads.
Yeah, right? Ted Havinger, the chef owner of Room 39, just opened it probably about 6 months ago, and so the food is casual, but it's the same quality that you get at Room 39, which is always amazing.
Mm-hmm. I go there for breakfast all the time. Yeah. The one at Mission Farms for meetings. I have meetings down there with my Paris Communications group. Yeah. So
that's one of my favorite little
Brewery Imperial. Let's go there sometime.
Yeah.
Have a beer with you there. Eric Willey has been my guest on the show. He's a great guy to know here in Kansas City. Just follow him on any kind of social media. What's your social media handles? Just your name?
Yeah, Eric Willey.
Eric Willey, that's Willey, W-I-L-L-E-Y. Also, One Light Luxury Apartments. The website is onelightkc.com. Eric usually is doing some fun things, so it's really good to have you on the show again, Eric, and educate our listeners on what's going on downtown and what you're excited about these days.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jason.
Appreciate it, too. Great seeing you again. We'll be right back after the break with more Grill Nation. Looking forward to interviewing Meg Knappenberger after the break. Talk to you soon. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Don't give up. Hello and welcome back to Grill Nation with Jason Grill. Thanks for joining me today on 980 AM and on grillnationshow.com. Appreciate also listening via podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. As always, you can connect with me on Twitter at Jason Grill and at Grill Nation Show. Also on Snapchat, Instagram, and on Facebook. Just search for Jason Grill. I'm also going to be posting photos to our website and videos to our Instagram and Snapchat pages. Okay, so on our next segment, we have a artist who I've met, I don't even remember, it's probably been 5 years ago, maybe 6 years ago, mm-hmm. whenever you moved to Kansas City. Yeah. She wasn't an artist back then, she's an entrepreneur, but worked in kind of in design for a long time and mm-hmm. in marketing. Meg Knappenberger is with me. Her website is Meg, M-E-G-H, makesart.com, and she was listening to the show the other day, and we hadn't connected in a while, and so here you are.
Here I am.
So,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on the show. I love what you're doing, putting together some really cool art, and I was just blown away by it. So we're having you on today. Okay, so let's go back in time. So you moved here, right? From Chicago?
About 3 years ago.
3 years ago. So mm-hmm. it hasn't been that long.
Yeah, I know. Time flies.
I feel like when I met you, I just kind of started my business and Now it seems like it's been a long time ago, but only 3 years.
I know. We both come a long way in 3 years.
So, okay, so you moved here, and mm-hmm. you kind of didn't know what to expect, right?
Right. Yeah, I grew up in St. Louis, so okay. I had gone to KU, but Kansas City was kind of a new animal for me.
Right.
So I love it, though.
But
you
came from Chicago, so the initial move. Tell us kind of how that all took place and why that happened.
Yeah, my husband and I were living in Chicago for about 10 years, mm-hmm. and we were just ready to kind of settle down, have a family.
And you've done that.
Yes. We have a 2.5-year-old now.
Cool.
So, yeah, we came back and, you know, I moved at the time I was doing design business. I moved that back here, too.
So you were doing design work for mm-hmm. kind of some bigger companies, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of work for food industry, mm-hmm. restaurants, things like that, mm-hmm. which was great. I loved it. I love food. So
you could do it from here. You started your own kind of company, though.
Yes. It was kind of a weird transition moving it from Chicago to Kansas, but, you know, it worked. It took a little time to meet new people here, and but, you know, Kansas City is such a great town.
You did branding and graphic design for Foodies, really?
Yes, I did.
Because I remember seeing some of your stuff, and mm-hmm. we tried so many times to figure out a way to work together.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, maybe now we can.
I know, right? That was ongoing,
mm-hmm.
and you Sounds like you had an injury of some sort.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I hurt my back. And that was, you know, around this time last year.
Okay, so 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so I decided to take the summer off last year to just kind of like rehab it, you know, go for walks, do physical therapy, just like spend the days getting better, which ended up being a really good thing for me.
Because yeah, right?
That time off gave me some clarity. And it also kind of taught me how to like put myself first again, which, you know, when you have kids or even if you're just like busy and running a business, you like maybe forget that. So
you kind of get, you don't have that time, you know,
yeah.
you're always just on the move and you,
yeah,
you don't take 3 or 4 hours if you have time to just do something.
Yeah.
That's just different.
Exactly.
Whether it's going for a run, golfing, painting, going to wherever, going to vacation, you know, that doesn't happen. So you weren't doing that.
No, I wasn't.
So this break kind of refocused you.
It did. Yeah. It gave me some time to just kind of like just focus on myself for a little while. And, you know, when it came around to the fall and it was time for me to start getting back to work, I started having people send me projects and like some really cool stuff that I would have been very excited about. But I was kind of like swatting things away like, no, okay, I'm not quite ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, I had started painting again, which is something I
always done. That.
Yes, I've done it since high school.
Wow.
And I did.
We didn't talk about that when
Yeah, you know, just kind of on the side. I've sold work occasionally. I showed occasionally, but I never actually believed I could make a living doing it. And something about like that time off just made me ask myself, like, well, could I do that? And so I just, you know, I just decided it was time for a new chapter. And so I did like the absolutely craziest thing you can do and decided to
become a full-time artist.
Yes. Yes.
Your Instagram page is Meg Makes Art.
Yes.
That's also your website. And there's a photos of all the stuff you've done and whatnot. And it's pretty cool. So, okay. So you decided to do it. And then what happens? I mean, you have to find, what do you start painting everything and then putting online, or do you get someone that buys the first thing? How does that work?
Well, it's a little bit of experimentation everywhere. So, you know, I've been doing this for about 6 months now, and it's kind of like, try this and see if that works, you know, do work of different sizes. So I just started working really large, which is cool because I really like working really large. And, you know, just networking, meeting new people, trying to get my work out there in front of people. So it's
is there a guidebook of places you're supposed to go in the art community here to like connect like there is for every other profession?
If there is and somebody knows, please send me a message.
So
not that I know of yet.
Okay. So you're just kind of tapping into contacts you already had. I mean, I started getting your emails again.
And yeah, thank you.
Figuring out what the heck you were up to.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of, you know, I'm doing a few different shows and festivals.
So you started doing those.
That.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were those like?
Well, I did the Strawberry Swing in December, which is such a great, you know, maker fair in Kansas City.
Okay.
So that was awesome. And that was just like a great way to like push me out of my comfort zone a little bit and like, it's like, Meg, go like show your work.
Yeah, right.
That's like step one, like start showing work publicly and getting feedback. And so that was great. That kind of got me started. And then, you know, I've been doing commission work for people, which helps to kind of like keep a little more steady flow of income, which, you know, the reality of being an artist is that you have to figure out a way to make money from your work.
Yeah.
Which is.
And how does that work for the commission stuff? Do you just talk to people you know or friends,
well,
or how does that work?
Yeah, it's kind of like started in this circle of friends and family, and it's kind of moving into the next circle out, which is kind of how it worked when I started my first business. You know, you kind of just talk to all the people you know, and then they tell two friends, and they tell two friends. So
it's pretty focused. I mean, this is easy to understand. Whereas some of the other stuff you did, you know, it's, you do a lot more things.
Yes.
With the branding and design work.
Yeah. This is, now I can just show a picture.
So this is, this is easy for people to grasp onto.
Yes, totally.
So what are some of the avenues? You talked about the shows you've gone to. How is e-commerce, have you done that?
Just by setting up a shop on my website and,
cause
I found
really
easy.
I found you at some other website.
Yeah. Well, I have a Society 6 page as well, which is great. Because you can sell prints of your work kind of on demand through them. And the cool thing is that they produce the prints and then ship them out for you. And then you get a commission off of the sale. So that has been really cool, too. And I have kind of a smorgasbord of work over there and a smorgasbord of work on my website.
Right. We'll get into kind of your inspiration, your creativity, sure. and what you're painting in the next segment. But tell mm-hmm. us about, kind of, let me see here. I had my notes here pulled up. Well, I forgot what I was going to say. So let's just go on to the inspiration here.
All right.
That's never happened before. Okay. So, oh no, here is my question. So you, how long do these take for you to do? So if I say to you, okay, I want a painting of the skyline mm-hmm. or whatever, just mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
And you, looks like you put a lot of effort into this. This is not like a,
thank you.
Something we've seen at other art fairs in town. So how long does this take for you to do that?
I usually give myself
a week
to do a piece. That doesn't mean I'm working, you know, 40 hours on a piece necessarily. Sometimes I will sit down and it'll come out in like 4 hours. But usually I give myself a week so that I can work every day for a few hours on it and then, you know, kind of step away and then come back to it the next day with fresh eyes and see like, okay, you know, I need to change the colors or the texture. So I usually will try to come back to it 3 or 4 times to finish it. And then I'll just kind of know when it's done. But I'll have to kind of like tell myself to stop. Like, okay.
It's done.
You're done.
It's done.
Don't keep going.
So you do these on canvases?
It depends. Some canvas, some on board, some on chipboard. It's kind of like started out with like whatever I had laying around. But I have started working on canvas more because I can work larger.
Mm-hmm.
Board and wood is very heavy.
Sounds to me like we're talking to Meg Knappenberger. Her website is mm-hmm. megmakesart.com. This is kind of like writing, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because when you sit down and write something, sometimes you can knock it out. Mm-hmm. You just focus yourself and sometimes it takes forever.
Exactly.
So you just got to wake up in the morning and mm-hmm. start painting and then take your breaks.
Yeah. You know, sometimes the actual painting part, the like leading up to the painting part is usually what takes the longest.
Okay.
So it's kind of funny. Like some days I'll need to like go for a walk in the woods and then like have a great lunch and then maybe like take a 20-minute nap and then meditate for a little bit. And like then I can paint and then I paint something and it takes me 1 hour and it's
so
out.
Going for walks in the woods, huh? Yeah. Where do you do that in Kansas?
Oh, well, everywhere.
Okay. There are woods around where you live?
Well, you know, relatively close. I love going to the Arboretum. That is my happy place.
What is the Arboretum?
It is the botanical gardens and sort of like wooded sanctuary, I guess. It's down at 179th and Blue Valley Parkway.
Okay.
And which is actually not that far. It seems far, but it's...
Yeah, because you said 179th.
Yeah, it's like, whoa. I thought that too when I first saw it, but... It's beautiful flowers, but they have trails out in the woods that are very woody, I guess you could say. So it's a great place to kind of go out and get sort of really far away from everything. And, you know, I like to call it like getting weird in the woods.
I need to check that place out. I've never even heard of it.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Sounds like it's a place to go for a reboot.
Yeah, and you can go, like, they have some, you know, mulch trails, so you can go run out there if you like to.
Do they?
Do trail run. I like to walk out there and just, you know, commune with nature.
I love it. We're with Meg Knappenberger, megmakesart.com. We're going to come back after the break, talk about some of her work, and also talk about some of the collections she's working on and what she thinks of the Kansas City entrepreneurial scene. You're listening to Grill Nation. Thanks for joining us. Hello and welcome back to Grill Nation with Jason Grill, 980 AM and on grillnationshow.com as well as iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We're talking to Meg Knappenberger, who is a artist here in Kansas City. Her website is Meg, M-E-G-H, makesart.com. Meg, let's talk about kind of your inspiration here. I've noticed a theme kind of in some of the things you've started out doing, not in your commission work, but just on the stuff that you sell on your website.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about what that's all about, because there's a lot of animals involved.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm working on a collection right now, which is kind of the first like collection, I would say, like, you know, a lot of pieces of a similar theme that I've done. So I'm really excited about it. And I'm calling it my coming home collection. It's a lot of inspired by sort of like earthy and wild Midwest things. So I'm doing a lot of bison. I did a really big bison head as the first piece, which was really cool. And, you know, some kind of flora and fauna of the Midwest. So
I saw that. I'm looking at your Instagram right now, which you're on Meg Makes Art on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, you know, like we talked about, I spend a lot of time out in the woods, and there's just like something about the woods here in the Midwest that is both kind of like feels like home to me, but is also sort of like gnarly and not like stereotypically beautiful like you would expect of, you know, like in Colorado, you have these like majestic pine trees and a, you know, babbling mountain brook. Like here, I feel like it's a little more like tangled and messy, and that something about that, like not literally, but that comes into the way that I paint and, you know, the mark making that I do. I try to make it very loose and kind of free. So that is, you know, kind of coming into it too.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Yes. Yeah, I did. I did some bears one day, and, you know, that, it just kind of like came out of nowhere. I was like, I want to paint some bears today. And then I thought like, oh my gosh, I should do some lions and tigers to be buddies to it. And so it's kind of a fun little homage to what, you know, our Kansas claim to fame.
So as I was wondering what that was all about.
It's very like subtle. So if you're, you know, it's kind of a way to add some.
But you also have prints of flowers, I've noticed. I'm looking at a bird. Longhorns. You get it all. A lot of bison, like you said. So what are you painting with?
A palette knife.
Palette knife.
Yes, which looks kind of like a long, skinny spatula. And it it gives a different look when you apply the paint with it. It's a little more like angular, I would say. Like a brush gives you, I don't know, it looks like a brush, I guess. So I just like the way that that looks. And it's an easy way to build texture out of paint.
A lot of color.
A lot of color.
In your work. A lot. You have a lot of paint at your house.
Yes. Yes. And on my floor and on
your
all phone, of my clothes.
And on your arm.
Yes.
You did clean up today, though.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
so a lot of colors. It's kind of your.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's just something about like there's an energy to that kind of mark making that I talked about. But there's also an energy to color and just kind of like not being afraid to add a weird color that might make it ugly or, you know, unusual. That's again part of that process of just like letting something come out and letting it just be, you know, what it is without like planning too much in advance. And, you know, that's a style of painting I definitely am practicing. I wouldn't say I'm successful every day, but I think that's kind of the act of like coming back to something every day and practicing. And when I do a painting that I feel like I really succeeded in, like, you know, just kind of letting myself do whatever came out, then like that feels like what I'm trying to make. So that's kind of what I'm shooting for with this collection.
You can see most of your art at megmakesart.com. Very cool stuff here. Yeah. I'm just kind of going through all your photos here. There's some really neat stuff. Now, is your son, what does your son and husband think of all of this changing your life?
They love it. You know, my husband is so funny. He, when I decided this, I took him to lunch at Boulevard at the tasting room. You know, I needed to like prod him with a beer.
Yeah, right.
And I told him, and he said, you know, I trust you to do anything except be on time for anything, which is totally true.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's so supportive and just, you know, he's my biggest fan. Every time I do a painting, he's sadder to let that one go than the previous one.
That's cool.
Like, oh, you know, and our house is going to be.
Did he know that he was getting this when he married you?
Yeah. You know, I painted a lot actually when we were dating. That was a time that I was showing work. And so he always knew that I painted. And I think he's just happy that I'm happy.
That's cool.
It's great.
And your son, is he?
Yes. He really
likes stuff around the house.
Yes,
to paint.
He really likes my studio. And you know, there's just wet paint and stuff everywhere, so I can't really let him in there. But occasionally, I will clean things up and, you know, put a big sheet of paper on the ground and we'll paint together.
So I'm looking at your Instagram, and you mm-hmm. can find your art. You've been in some stores here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm in the Made in Kansas City shop.
You're in the Made in Kansas City shop?
Yeah, or shops.
How was that process for you, getting it at wholesale?
It was great. You know, they are so supportive and mm-hmm. lovely to local makers. So I just went over there and showed them some work, or I think I may have emailed it to them. And they were like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do an introductory order and see how it goes, and they've done really well there. So
really,
yeah. So they're great. I love showing with them. I may do some pieces on consignment, some larger originals with them, and they have a new e-commerce shop up too that I can show kind of like a wider variety of pieces.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's great.
So you got e-commerce. You got mm-hmm. wholesale, and then we've talked about some of the shows you've been at.
Mm-hmm.
You're also we talked about your collection, your first cohesive collection, mm-hmm. Midwest inspired. Summer and fall, you're going to be doing some more festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we find you at?
Well, hopefully you'll find me at the Maker Faire and at the Weston Apple Fest. I have applied for both of those. So if you're listening,
Weston Apple Fest, let me in. That's Platte County world. That's where I grew up at up there.
Yeah,
not
really?
That far north. But
oh,
yeah. I've been there many times, been to weddings at the barn, the Red Barn up there.
Yeah.
Been to O'Malley's Pub, did a commercial shoot up there once when I was younger.
Oh, cool.
Younger. Yeah, now I'm old.
Yeah, I was just up there last week, and one of the shop owners there, we got to talking, and she told me about the fest, and it's very well attended. There's like 30,000 mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. So I think my work would kind of fit in there. It seems like a good kind of chill place to mm-hmm. debut and, you know, just get my work out to a larger Kansas City audience.
So you're as an entrepreneur proving that you can pivot in your career and you can work for major corporations and do all their grant marketing and branding and start your own business.
Yeah.
But then just decide one day, you know what? I want to be more creative and in a different way
mm-hmm.
and start building a painting and artist business.
Yeah.
And people have been supportive, it sounds like.
Yeah, very supportive. And I think I'm very excited about it, and I'm so much happier doing this.
You seem a lot more chill than you did when I met you, when we were all trying to figure out how do we get business here? Who do we talk to here? How does this work here?
Totally. I mean, like, this is more me, I think. Like, I'm able to just kind of do what I'm really good at,
mm-hmm.
whereas before, like, I was very good, and design always came really naturally to me, but the business side of it was a little more just tiresome to mm-hmm. me, I think. So it kind of wore me out.
It's a grind.
Yeah. So this feels, you know, it feels more like exciting, and I'm excited to market myself and get out there, and
mm-hmm.
all the parts of the business that I didn't necessarily love before now feel different to me. So,
Meg Knappenberger is our guest. Appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Her website is megmakesart.com. Also find her on social media at that same megmakesart on Instagram. Really cool stuff. I encourage you to check it out. I definitely will be looking around. Maybe I'll commission something one of these days. Hey. We never know.
That sounds great.
Thanks, Meg.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Grill Nation. We'll see you next week. Have a good one. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.